everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us here on OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll wrap up the BMO CHL-NHL Top Prospects game. Timor came out victorious once again in a hard-fought 4-3 win over Team Cherry. The OHL was well represented in the game and made a big impact on the score sheet. But first, this week's OHL Player of the Week is the leading scorer in the league, Connor Brown of the Erie Otters. He added to his totals last week with 12 points in 3 games, all wins by the Otters. He had 3 points each in back-to-back games against Barrie and Owen Sound, then wrapped up the weekend with a career-high 6 points in a home-ice win against the Windsor Spitfires. Not a bad way to celebrate your 20th birthday, which was last Thursday. The Toronto Maple Leafs' 6th-round pick in the 2012 NHL draft has now signed a contract with the Leafs. Meantime, the top draft-eligible players from across the Canadian Hockey League strutted their stuff in Calgary this week at the BMO CHL-NHL Top Prospects game. We pick up the action with Timor leading 2-1 in the second period.
Marshall's behind Reinhardt. Point gets those feet moving and flies into the offensive zone. He's a native of Calgary, and speaking of good eye-hand coordination, how about Josh Hosang?
Windsor Spitfire sniper Josh Hosang scores to give Timor a 2-goal lead heading into the second intermission. But in the third period, Team Cherry would climb back into it.
Goldobin to Mistily. Stopped by Bilia. Goldobin able to do the wraparound. And Nikolai Goldobin continues his offensive tear.
Sarnia's Nikolai Goldobin cut the deficit to 3-2 before setting up Sam Reinhardt to tie the game up at 3. But with under 4 minutes to go, Timor would strike again, led by members of the OHL.
And he moves well out there for a big man, too. Josh Hosang drops it off for McCann. Scores! Jared McCann puts Timor ahead.
Sioux Greyhounds sophomore Jared McCann fired home the winning goal to give Timor a 4-3 win. Thanks to Sportsnet for the audio. McCann was named the MVP for Timor while Goldobin was the top player for Team Cherry. Here were some of McCann's post-game thoughts.
I felt really good. You know, I just tried to get the puck to the net and luckily it went in. Hosey made a great pass, you know, cutting to the middle like he normally does in Windsor. And, you know, we played together at U17s and we did really well. And, we've always had chemistry with, and with adding Perlini on our line just made us that much better. So, I just tried to get it to the net and Hosey made a great pass and I went in.
Tell us about this experience. Certainly a good one to win.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's always better when you win, right? So it'll definitely go in my books as a great memory. And, you know, I'm excited and I'm ready for bigger things.
Other OHL players hitting the score sheet were Barrie's Brennan Lemieux and Blake Clark of Saginaw scoring for Timor. Michael Dalcole of the Oshawa Generals responded for Team Cherry. Timor captain Aaron Ekblad picked up 2 assists and was happy with the entire experience.
It's fun to see when all your friends are going to battle against each other and working hard and showing their stuff. It was a high-skilled, high-intensity, lots of big hits, a fight there that was pretty interesting. So there was no sign of anyone backing down by any means.
Experience like this are certainly better when you're on the winning side. Just tell us about what that meant for you.
I think it's great to win games. You kind of always remember who's in that dressing room and who you win with. I think anyone who's ever won in any situation can tell you that. It's nice to win. It's going to be even better to get back to a club team.
Speaking of your club team, I shared the experience with Brendan Lemieux and the two of you, part of that first goal for the team.
Oh, it's always nice to share experiences with him. He's my roommate back home, and we have such a special bond with each other. It's almost a brotherhood between me and him, even more so than an entire team. So I love him with my life. He's a great guy, and I love playing with him. He's a very hard-nosed guy, so it's fun to play with him. You know, all three leagues had a great showing tonight. I think the Q and the Dub also had great showings, and the OHL is a hard-nosed league. You know, you saw a few guys out there that are never going to back down for anything. It's intense, and you bring a lot of that intensity and those little individual battles into these games. It's nice.
Overall, just a fun experience. I mean, intensity on the ice, but the last 3 days, you guys had some fun?
A good experience. You learn a lot of things from guys like Lanny McDonald, Tim Hunter, Mike Vernon, Joel Otto, all those guys that have so much knowledge and guys that know how to win. Those are the guys you want to learn the most from because they're so knowledgeable about how to win.
Congratulations to everyone who took part in the BMO CHL-NHL Top Prospects game. The 2014 National Hockey League Entry Draft is June in Philadelphia. Meantime, let's get you caught up on the BMO CHL Top 10 rankings. The Kelowna Rockets of the Western Hockey League are atop the list, with the Erie Otters ranked second. Then it's Guelph at 3, London 6th, and the Sioux Greyhounds coming in at the number 10 position. In other news this week, many of the Minor Hockey League regular season schedules have wrapped up, and playoffs are around the corner. The Minor Midget season all wraps up at the 2014 OHL Cup Showcase Tournament, hosted by the Greater Toronto Hockey League, March 11th to 16th at Buckingham Arena in Toronto. The latest Minor Midget Top 10 rankings has the Toronto Marlies atop the list, followed by Detroit Honeybaked. Then it's the Toronto Junior Canadians, Ottawa 67s, Hamilton Junior Bulldogs, Mississauga Senators, Vaughan Kings, York Simcoe Express, Barrie Junior Colts, and the Waterloo Wolves. To give you some perspective on the OHL Cup event, 13 players chosen in the first round of last year's OHL priority selection played in the OHL Cup. So as you can see, many of the top future stars in the OHL and potentially into the National Hockey League taken part in the OHL Cup. Before we go this week, let's take a look at the most recent OHL Academic Players of the Month. We start out in the East Division, and it's 16-year-old rookie from the Peterborough Petes, Mitchell Webb. The native of Ridgeway, Ontario, is maintaining a 90% average in his high school courses. In the Central Division, we go to the Mississauga Steelheads, and it's another rookie there, Austin Gerhardt. He's been very impressive at Philip Pocock Catholic Secondary School. It's always a challenge for first-year players to balance both school and the hockey schedule, but he's been doing a very good job of that so far this year. Now in the Midwest Division, it's sophomore forward Brett Hargrave of the Owen Sound Attack. The 17-year-old has maintained an A-plus average in his three grade 12 university-level courses at West Hill Secondary School. And we round things out in the West Division, and Ryan Moore, the rookie of the Windsor Spitfires. The 16-year-old, who hails from Troy, Michigan, was the Spitfires' second-round pick in the 2013 OHL Priority Selection. He's been excelling in his grade 11 university-level courses, including math, English, and business. Congratulations to the most recent OHL Academic Players of the Month and all of the OHL players who do a great job juggling both hockey and education. Well, that's going to do it for this week's show. I'm Terry Doyle. You have been listening to OHL News, presented by Warrior. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.